a tough job. I understand that, but an exciting prospect. You know, to be given the opportunity to lead Cornwall Council in this way is, as I said yesterday, once in a lifetime chance, and I'm going to make the most of it I can.
Do you feel that weight of responsibility on your shoulders?
I do feel a weight of responsibility because, as I said, you only get one chance at this. But that doesn't mean that I don't feel I'm up to it or capable of it, and I'm determined that we're going to create a good, positive administration.
It's an alliance with the Lib Dems, but you're the leader. So is it an independent-led administration? Let's try and clear that
up. Well, I think the administration is constructed of an alliance between the two groups. Okay, leadership is all about making sure there's cohesion and people coming together for a common purpose, and that's the role of the leader.
Are you disappointed that you didn't manage to get the Rainbow Coalition sorted?
I am disappointed. I felt here was an opportunity when the people of Cornwall had spoken, really, and said, you know, we're not electing one clear majority party, that we could have responded to that. But I understand why the other parties felt that they couldn't, and we have to live within those terms. What I am determined to be is inclusive, so I want to draw all the party groups into the umbrella. There are different jobs to be done. There's a job of opposition, there's a job of scrutiny and so on. I want that to be a positive job. It's part of the process. The administration needs a very clear strategy, a process to apply where we are scrutinised fully, completely, with determination. But with also a deal of goodwill. We want critical friends so that we can work together. So I am determined to create much more of an umbrella feel within the council so that we're all trying to work to the common purpose and have different roles in doing that.
That has been thwarted, though, hasn't it, to a certain extent, because you did offer cabinet positions, or cabinet positions have been offered to both Mebbe and Curnow and Labour. They've refused.
Well, I don't know it's been thwarted. The negotiations were long and difficult, and I was not actively involved in most of that, and I pay tribute to those who were. And of course, there are lots of elements within those negotiations. There's party politics, there's national politics, there's looking towards a general election, there's also their own constituency within Cornwall, their own supporters and so on. So I don't want to reflect too long on that, because it happened. The negotiations didn't result in a rainbow. They resulted in a joint administration between two parties.
What's at the top of your to-do list?
Well, obviously, my top of my list at this moment is to create a strong cabinet from the members that have been elected to it, make sure that that's a workable organisation, and then set them off to try to look at the issues that we need to apply.
And what do you think is the key thing that you need
to
get going on?
We need, obviously, a strong economy in Cornwall. Cornwall needs jobs, we need to look at homes, but all the other areas that the portfolio holders would cover are also important in terms of change and improvement and the future.
You mentioned homes. I mean, that will really gladden Michelle Kent, who's got in contact with us, to say that she would very much like it if the council will adopt a no eviction policy when the arrears are solely due, she says, to the government's changes to the housing benefit system. Other councils are taking this stance as they're well aware people are being punished for the government's failings. The housing crisis is not the fault of the victim here. Where do you stand on that? Is it time for you to cut some slack on that?
I stand on that is that we took the view, and I took the view, that we need to review the impact of those housing benefit changes, and that's what we'll do.
The other element of housing as well, this is from Sarah in Falmouth. She says you really do need to get a grip on housing. Listen to her story. They've been waiting nearly 10 years for a council place in Cornwall. Her daughter is nearly 10 and has to share a bedroom. How right is that, really? She said, you should be helping people like her get out of that situation.
We should be helping all those who are in need, and we will. Obviously, we can't cure all, and we can't do things as quickly as people would expect. But there are difficulties, there are issues, there are people in despair, and this council needs to respond to that.
Just going back to your point there about the housing policy and the benefit system, you talked of a review. Tell me more.
No, what I said was that obviously there'll be an impact from those changes, and we need to keep under review that impact and make sure we respond to it.
So you're not reviewing the policy?
Well, not at this point. We're reviewing the impact of the policy, and then obviously new policy could emerge.
But watch this space.
I'm not saying that in any
it terms sounds like it.
Of anything else. What I'm saying is we need to be I used the word yesterday, responsive council. And if people are in despair and people are in need, we need to respond to it.
You voted against the Lib Dem budget to freeze council tax, as did four other new independent cabinet members, and will now be working with them to implement it. Isn't that rather awkward?
Well, no. To be honest, it's not awkward at all. The fact is that I voted for, increase of 1.97%. That's what I felt was needed for Cornwall. I believed that unless we did two things, try to maintain as many services as we could and maintain our base income, then Cornwall will face a big black hole in budgetary terms. Now, okay, I'm the leader of a council that now has to face that big black hole, so we move on. But the political machinations and antics of the budget process are past. We will debate with all councillors a realistic budget and present a budget which I'm sure they will support.
Of the issues that have come through that, again, should be on your list, as far as our listeners are concerned, I mentioned housing. People also saying about the roads, the quality of the roads and the repair programme there, also the closure of public toilets. There is another issue that also people are wanting some action, some clarity on, the situation involving Councillor Colin Brewer and his controversial remarks about disabled children. What is you as the new leader? What can you do about that?
Well, I think my powers are limited in that sense. I've not addressed the issue yet as leader, but I will. Colin Brewer was elected by the electorate. I understand that there are investigations into the situation still going on at County Hall. Certainly, I'm going to meet some of the disabled people on Friday with the chairman, new chairman of the council. So we will take it day by day and offer advice and support to all those involved in this desperate issue.
Do you have the power and authority to dismiss or not?
No, I don't. I understand. No.
Does that frustrate you in this instance?
Well, I'm not quite sure what my powers are, to be honest. It's less than 24 hours since I've had the job. But it's no good me getting frustrated what I can't do. I must do those things I can do.
But the fact you're having this meeting on Friday rather suggests that there's action being taken
quite
quickly.
I understand there's a group of disabled people coming to County Hall.
So you're taking the opportunity to ask them their views.
I will certainly take the opportunity to talk to them.
One final point. This is from Mike. He says, congratulations on your new position, John, but I hope that you have Cornwall's interest at heart. I think your priorities should be to ignore party politics and do everything you can all round to ensure that the population of Cornwall gets a fair deal. I don't mind paying my dues if I know someone sensible is in charge, but please let us not do party politics.
Well, I didn't write that, but I could have. So I'm delighted, whoever Mike is. We will create what we think we can achieve in the next 4 years. We will build a vision, okay? And we will then do all the other things to dovetail into that process.